It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are Everton in a relegation battle?
Make no mistake, the game against Fulham this Saturday is massive.
Are Borussia Mönchengladbach out of one?
Suddenly, from somewhere, a little bit of resolve.
And why is Jose Mourinho sleeping at Benfica's training ground?
This is football heritage.
Hello, I'm Lola Katz-Roberts, not Ian McIntosh, who couldn't be with you today because he's sadly locked outside his study. But the show must go on. So this is Football Fast, No Faff. Let's go Route 1. Sunderland drew 1-1 with Everton last night at the Stadium of Light, which was probably a fair result, but it was not the one you would have predicted after half an hour of play. Everton were dominant, they got in Sunderland's faces, they forced mistakes, and the Premier League's surprise package looked in danger of losing their composure. But they didn't. They clawed their way back into the game, they equalised shortly after half-time, and I'd imagine that any Sunderland fans listening here have already switched off because I said 1-1 was probably a fair result. So what's going on with Everton? They've only won one of their last eight, and even that was quite a fluky win against Crystal Palace. They've only scored more than once in their last eight. They have two strikers who seem to be interchangeably mediocre, and they look vulnerable to the riptide of the relegation zone. Matt Jones is the host of the Blue Room podcast. Matt, what do you put this bad run of form down to, and are you anticipating another relegation battle for Everton?
At the moment, the new signings haven't really settled much, apart from Jack Grealish. Even Keenan Dewsbury-Hall's had a bit of a rough time in recent weeks. So some issues in the squad that are really being exposed at the moment. And I think the manager, which is the second part of that, is exacerbating him with some of his decision-making in terms of his selection and in terms of what he's doing in-game. And I think if you take the match against Sunderland on Monday night, I think a lot of supporters were unhappy to see Barry hooked again after 55 minutes, even though he missed a big chance. I think there was a feeling that he was playing well and giving Sunderland a bit of a tough time. So that was disappointing to see. But I think the one that left a lot of people confused was when Dwight McNeil came on for the injured Illiman Ndiaye. Given Everton signed Dublin, given they had Alcaraz, given they had Merlin Roll, the options there potentially to change things up a little bit in attack. To go to McNeil, who hadn't played Premier League minutes since August and has kind of been a forgotten man. So yeah, Moyes is being quite stubborn at the moment in terms of how he's setting the team up, and the changes he's making are really not making that much sense. In terms of another relegation battle, I'm not quite there yet. I think there is still quality in this squad. I think if you look at Illiman Ndiaye and his goal and his performances so far this season, he's an excellent footballer who will continue to score goals and create goals. Jack Grealish, while he's maybe gone off the boil a little bit in the last couple of weeks, is still a class act and gives Everton something in terms of creativity that they've not had for many years. So in the wide positions, I think Everton have got enough quality to kind of pull away from this. And Moyes, while he's doing our heads in at the moment, he's still got some goodwill in the bank with supporters. He's got a lot of experience, and I would kind of back him to eventually turn things around. But making no mistake, the game against Fulham this Saturday is massive.
Thanks, Matt. Chris in the writer's room assures me the Blue Room is hands down the best Everton podcast. So if you do happen to be of a blue nose persuasion, check that out. There's a link in the description. One of the most significant results in the Bundesliga last weekend involved the club who then occupied bottom spot, then being the operative word because Borussia Mönchengladbach's 4-0 win away at St. Pauli, their first of the league season, saw them leap out of the relegation zone like some sort of massively relieved salmon. It followed a 3-1 DFB Pokal win over Karlsruhe in midweek, and sometimes you just need to stop the rot to rediscover your mojo, and what a time to rediscover it. This weekend, Mönchengladbach host rivals Cologne. Seb Stafford-Bloor, has the Rhein derby arrived at the perfect time, or are we getting a bit ahead of ourselves?
What mainly brought that on was a truly dreadful performance from St. Pauli, who were defensively awful at the Millantor, but Gladbach won't care because it was their first win in the Bundesliga since the end of March 2025, and it's been a really hard, difficult 7 months for them. Even during the season, all sorts of things have happened. So three games in, Gerard Asiani, the head coach, he was sacked after only taking a single point from three games. Then after The club lost 6-4 at home to Eintracht Frankfurt, 5-0 down at halftime in that game. Roland Firkus, their sports director, he resigned. And that was the end of a process during which Firkus had been under a lot of pressure for squad construction, signings, bad sales. And in the middle of this has been Eugen Polanski, who was the interim head coach appointed after Seriani was sacked. And he's been given the opportunity to win the job full time. And that's looked pretty tenuous because Gladbach have got a long list of injuries. They're bereft of confidence. They're quite an imbalanced side. And yet, suddenly, from somewhere, a little bit of resolve. So they won in the Pokal midweek last week. So they're through to the last 16. And then their first win of the season against St. Pauli. So is it sustainable? I don't know. There's an awful lot of things that need sorting out at Gladbach. Ruven Schroeder has been appointed as Firkus' successor. Schroeder was previously managing director for sport at RB Salzburg and has been part of the Red Bull network for quite some time. He's got a long, long list of things to do in January. So a good moment, a step forward, not out of the woods yet.
I'm sure you all know where to find more from Seb by now, but let me remind you anyway. Head over to theathletic.com to find his brilliant Bundesliga coverage. Yesterday, we brought you the news that Gary O'Neill might be heading to Wolves. Today, we bring you the news that he definitely is not. O'Neill has ruled himself out of the running, which leaves Rob Edwards, Erik ten Hag and Robbie Keane as the bookies' favourites. That was tough to read without laughing, let me tell you. It's an understandable rejection from O'Neill, but a bold one. I'm not sure he'll be getting another Premier League offer anytime soon, but good luck to him on that front anyway. Ahead of his highly anticipated return to Anfield with Real Madrid this evening, Trent Alexander-Arnold has been met with the inevitable but unfortunate news that his Merseyside mural has been defaced. In Liverpool fans' defence, Adios El Rata is quite funny, and if the hammering he'll receive during tonight's game can be considered character building, technically so can this. Jose Mourinho has taken an unexpected leaf out of Marcelo Bielsa's book and started sleeping at Benfica's training ground. He's even been attending youth games and eating his evening meals in the cafeteria with academy players. The information we have is that this is a positive move that shows Mourinho's dedication to the cause and not some kind of midlife crisis or argument consequence, but it appears to be working anyway. Benfica's only defeats under the special one so far have been to Premier League opposition. It's European week, so brace yourself for all the football everywhere. But first, let's play a game. Close your eyes. If you're listening to this while driving, do not close your eyes. Anyway, close your eyes and tell me the current top three in the Champions League. Impossible, isn't it? In the baffling matrix of the Swiss system that doesn't entirely seem to make sense, your current top three are PSG, Bayern and Inter. Your tea time fixtures are 28th place Slavia Prague against 4th place Arsenal, or 23rd place Napoli against 22nd place Eintracht Frankfurt. And at 8 p.m, we have a Pacific Rim-style giant robot monster battle between 10th place Liverpool and 5th place Real Madrid. Or you can watch first against second, PSG versus Bayern. I know which one I'll be watching. I suspect even Tottenham fans will choose to watch one of those because they're at home tonight. They are 15th, and no doubt they'll be artlessly passing sideways against 32nd place Copenhagen. Atletico Madrid are 19th, they need a win, and they might just get it at home to 24th place Union Saint-Gilloise. 26th place Bodo/Glimt play 27th place Monaco. Luciano Spalletti's Juventus are down in 25th. They play Sporting, who have two wins on the board and are 11th. And finally, Olympiacos in 33rd play PSV Eindhoven in 16th. Phew! There's also nearly a full slate of championship games, some fascinating ones in there too. Coventry want to get back on track after their defeat to Wrexham. They host troubled Sheffield United, who we all kind of thought would be safe by now. Middlesbrough lost as well at the weekend. They go to a distinctly underwhelming Leicester City, the club, not the place. Ipswich have won two on the bounce, but can they make it three for the first time since April 2024? Possibly. They face Watford. And there's a chance for Millwall to go second tonight. They are away at Birmingham. That was Route 1. It was football fast, no faff, and it is here every weekday at about 3 p.m. If you like it, give it a follow, and if you really like it, give it a review. I've been Lola Katz-Roberts. Helena Fremantle was in the producer's chair. Chris Smith was in the writer's room, and we'll see you tomorrow when hopefully Ian McIntosh has escaped his landing.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.